Hey everyone, welcome to the Van Buren Family Roadcast. This is P-Bear. Today we're going to try something a little bit different. We'll be back with full-length episodes in the future, but we hope you enjoyed this short mini-sode. Let us know what you think. The following sketch is based on a true story that happened to the VBs while we were touring around New England this past winter. Enjoy the tale of the van in the snowbank.
One stormy night on a backcountry road, a band of rock musicians were en route to a show. As conditions worsened, inside them a fear grew. The comforts of city life, long gone from their rear view.
Oh man, it's really coming down out there. How do the roads feel?
Not too bad, Travis. But I'm not so stoked on our chances on this hill coming up.
Yeah, Trent. Throw it in low gear and take it nice and slow.
That's great advice, Travis. Here we go, baby.
Come on, girl. Come on, baby.
Oh, shit! Shit! I got no traction. We're slipping, bro.
I don't like the sound of that. Or the look of these woods.
You know what they say about the people of the backwoods of New Hampshire.
Hey, guys! Wake up! We gotta push the van!
Okay, guys. On my signal, give a good, hard push. Here we go.
Shit. I really don't want to get stuck out here. You know what they say about these backwoods New Hampshire people.
What the hell is that? Guys, there's a creepy backwoodsman running this way.
We gotta get out of here.
How you goddamn doing? The name's Red Herring, and I live in a shed just through those trees over there. I was interrupted by the screams of your tires. I was about to commit a murder of crows to a sanctuary I just built for them. I love those flippin' goddamn flappers.
Okay. Can you help us out, sir?
I sure can. First things first, I want to cut ya. Cut your wheel to the left so we can get you away from this drift over here and out of the snowbank.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do. You grab onto this bumper, and he's gonna grab onto your bumper, and I'm gonna grab you both, and we're gonna get the fuck out of here. You boys are in a pickle. In your safety, I have no stake. You'd better stick together. I wanna cut you guys. A break! You know what they say about the people of the Granite State. They'll drop everything and lend a hand to help you on your way. Hit the gas, man. Push, 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 push the van. Mosh, mosh, boys, together we can. Push, 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 push the van. Mosh, mosh, boys, together we can.
But the boys were still stuck. An escape seemed unfeasible.
That stands to reason. I do not own a vehicle.
The woods were not done giving. Closer came a distant sound. A frightened band boy shouted,
"Oh man, what now?"
"Hi, I'm Ethel. I noticed you were stuck from my window. I live just through those bushes over there. See, this is Sandra Day O'Connor, and here over there, that's Samuel Alito, and this feisty fella here, that's Clarence. I see all you boys need some help. Let me just spread some kitty litter under these wheels while the justices take their possession."
"Very good. And then Ruthie, get in position. The backwoods can be scary, not a place for time to kill. Hook your van up to my cats. They'll push you up the hill."
That was also a very beautiful song. But I don't understand.
Now's not the time for adulation, my boy. Let's get in position. Dig deep, kitties. Creep, creep, take the hill.
Hit the gas.
Dig deep, children. Together we will.
But the woman and her cats failed to move the van. And a band boy cried out,
"Good God damn!"
You see, word had traveled down to the town. And as more help approached, the boy called,
"What now?"
"My name's Cowboy John. These here, my boys, Jed and Ted. I can see y'all stuck in the snowbank. Yep. I reckon I might be able to pull you up this hill.
Those are some very strong-looking Clydesdales.
Well, thank you.
So let me get this straight. We're going to connect these giant horses to the van and push? That's a great idea, sir.
Yeah, that's cute, Dandelion. No, what I suggest is we all crack open this bottle of my own moonshine. That's right. If we drink enough, we'll fill up, and we can all unzip and unload on your tires. I suppose that would melt the ice, and you all have enough friction.
Say, pal, can I get in on that?
Well, sure, Red. Let's take a swig and fill our stomachs up big. Don't cross your wires when we're letting it flow. Let's rotate these tires.
Push, 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 push the van.
Pass it around.
Bosh, bosh, boys, together we can.
Don't hog it all.
Push, push the van. Bosh, bosh, boys, together we can. Bosh, bosh,
my bladder's a bigger
bladder.
It had seemed by his cackle that their fortunes were turning. But the van was unmoved by the cowboy's warm urine. The band, they all knew, would not make the ascent, when out of nowhere came...
Mr. President!
Hey, I couldn't help but notice you fine folks from the fine backwoods of New Hampshire were stuck in the snow.
Yes, Mr. President, we are. Do you have a song to sing to us about what we might do to get ourselves out of this quagmire?
No, but my thoughts and prayers are with all of you. Meechum, we can get around these people, right? Drug den. Oh, and Kid, hey, here's some paper towels.
And right then and there, in the backcountry woods, the people, they learned what it was to do good. By the president's thoughts and his prayers alone, the boys in the band, they made their show.
All right, gang, let's pull together and give it one more shot. Hit the gas, man!
Push, 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 push the van. Mosh, mosh, boys, together we can. Push, 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 push the van. Mosh, mosh, boys, together we can. Mosh, mosh, together we can.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. This sketch featured Big Bro Max, the Pizza King, the Lizard Queen, Nicole Henley, Key J. McGee, and me, P. Bear. It was produced by Key J. McGee and featured Ian Knox on banjo. Let us know what you think. Find us on Facebook and Twitter as The Van Burens and on Instagram as Van Buren Family. Please, of course, listen to all the episodes of The Van Buren Family Roadcast and look for more coming at you soon. Very, very cool.
I want to say this to the television audience.
You really did.
I shall resign the presidency effectively by means of